Hey, howdy everybody. What's right for Canada? Let's start off with what's wrong for Canada, and that'll be left-wingism. And I want to talk, though, about women particularly, but certainly men are part of this, and that would be the right of self-defense. Does the government have the right to take your right away? And that's not right, and that's what they've done. And so let's firstly kind of do a little preamble about that before we get into the big thing, the big topic, the right. What's the right about? Well, you have the right to defend your person. God said, you have that right. Oh, government says you do not. What is the right? Well, let me explain the right. Right is small government, small taxes, small bureaucracy. The people control the government. Rights for the people, equality for all. Doesn't matter what color you are, what religion you are, equality for all. No minority groups, special interest groups. We're kind of all the same, don't you know? A right-wing conservative believes in the power of the person. Truly, the power of the person. Okay, let me make my own decisions. I have the right to fail. I have the right to succeed. And I don't want to be penalized for succeeding. I have the right to manage my family. I have the right to protect my family and myself. I want the government to govern its citizens, not to rule them. I want the government to be the referee, not the main player in the daily action of my life. I want small government, and I don't want any bureaucracies bothering me, and I want big opportunities, and I want less red tape, and I want rights. That's capitalism I just described. It's a social system based on the recognition of individual rights. That's what it is. It's political freedom. Now let's talk about the left. What's the left? It's the opposite. And I'm going to get to this self-defense thing shortly, but we have to do this preamble first to kind of get it. What is the left? Big government, big taxes, a huge bureaucracy. The government controls the people. The rights are for the government, not for the people. Special interest groups everywhere, and a left-wing liberal is somebody that believes in the power of the government. They believe in that, truly. Liberalism, left-wingism is the victory of symbolism over substance. I wrote this down many years ago. It still resonates with me, and I hope it does with you, because it's what it is. I mean, most laws produce no tangible benefit, and they're always putting laws in place, and policies and laws are not required mostly to create, you know, a good life. They create huge bureaucracies. Now, the government usually has the audacity to say, look at the new employment that we created. And I'm describing Canada, by the way. Through and through, are you with me? A left-wing government gets paid by us to do often what is not needed to be done in the first place. They confuse activity, liberals confuse activity with achievement. Bad thing. I mean, and socialism is achieved when the citizenry is controlled by the government, and communism is always the next step to socialism, and communism basically, well, it is. It's socialism in a hurry. Now, you got all that preamble, because that's what it is. So what's right about things? The right of self-defense. It's bizarre. The government of Canada took it away from you. It's illegal in Canada to defend yourself with a tool of any kind. Of any kind. Now, here's a collection of items taken from the Canadian government's websites and from talking to litigation lawyers and so on. I want you to kind of understand this. Women, it's for both genders. I get it. But women, you're the ones that need to stand up and push this, because it's amazing. You're not allowed to defend yourself. You go for a run. You can't even defend yourself against a dog. If you put pepper spray in your purse, that's a concealed weapon. Under the Criminal Code of Canada, do you people get it? I don't think people get it. I don't think they understand. Y'all got to listen up, because this has happened. It's happened. Not happening. Happened. And I blame guys like Harper. He had a majority government. He did not address it. And he apparently was a conservative. That's what he's told people. He didn't care about the security of women. And there's over a million reported sex crimes in Canada per year. A million. And women aren't allowed to protect themselves. Women get beat and they get all kinds of things. Like it or not, there's a lot. Most men are bigger than women. And some men have bad attitudes, right? How do you fix that attitude? How about boom, boom, boom? Somehow you can fix that attitude. If it's not a gun, it can be with something else. Let me get back to what the lawyers say and what the government of Canada says. Okay? They say, this first sentence just blows my brain. They say, safety is a priority for everyone. Canadians wonder, though, why you can't carry anything for self-defense within the law, because we have strict rules on self-defense. Okay, duh. And goes on to say, if you want to stop an attack, you can't overuse your force, even in self-defense. If you do, it'll result in criminal charges against you. Somebody breaks into your house and you get up and smack them with a baseball bat, you go to jail and he's catch and release. It's true. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It is true. Okay, so government goes on to say, self-defense items such as pepper spray and tasers and such are restricted in Canada. The Criminal Code categorizes these items as prohibited weapons. And most people that break in your house, they have a gun, an illegal gun. So what are you going to do anyway? Items that you can, here's what they say now. This is shocking. This is This is so revealing, right? Here it comes. Items you can carry legally for self-defense in Canada. Here's what you can carry, okay? Even though some of these are restricted, we're prepared to overlook it, and you can carry these for self-defense. You can carry a personal alarm. That's a little button that emits a large noise when you activate it, and it draws attention so other people can see and watch you getting mugged, I guess. I mean, that's what that is. And the loud sound will increase your chances of getting assistance. Who's going to come and assist you? Another person without anything at their disposal? There's a bad guy with a gun or something, a knife, and you're now going to make noise so a good guy can come and get hurt with you? Oh boy. And here's the second thing that the government of Canada says you should do to defend yourself. You should sit down with this nonsense. Flashlight. They're an excellent self-defense option. The flashlight can temporarily blind an attacker if it's bright enough, allows you time to escape. Really? When you escape, you might get shot. But somebody's coming after a woman, and she had, hang on, I'm going to go into my purse, just a minute. I'm going to get my flashlight. I'm going to blind you a little bit for a little bit of time, and then I can escape. How dumb is that? I mean, and they go on again to say, if you use a flashlight for self-defense, it reduces the risk of criminal charges against you, the person who's been attacked. Self-defense training, this one is okay. They suggest, you know, martial arts can teach you how to defend yourself. That's true. It doesn't do much if the guy's got a gun or a knife, but hey, it's helpful. This is one of the better ones. Use your key. Everybody's got a key, a car key. Keys can be effective. A lot of new cars don't have keys, duh. But this is what they're saying, they again being the liberals. Keys can be effective. Keys are legal, and if you carry them, it won't raise any legal concerns. You hold your keys between your fingers, like that, I guess, and use them to jab, and you provide a means to create distance from an attacker. Okay? It's essential, though, to use minimum force. So you have your key, like that. Be careful you don't draw blood or hurt him, because then you're in bad shape. And then, of course, cell phones. Cell phones are the best for personal safety. If somebody's coming at you, you say, just hang on, I want to dial 911, and would you wait 20 minutes until somebody comes here to help us? Okay, Canada's stance on weapons for self-defense is different than any other country in the world. Truly, any other country. You will face a severe penalty if you try to defend your life. I mean, how can this be? And then the government goes on to say, they recommend that you be mindful of your surroundings and avoid isolated areas. Conclusion, governments are nuts. And the conservatives have done it, and they haven't fixed it. So you need to fix it. You need to yell from the rooftops. And 90%, by the way, 90% of people, I've spoken to mechanics, that take the cars into a mechanic to get repaired, 90% of those people are criminals already, because most cars have a fish bonker in it or some type of weapon that you can pound somebody with. And that's against the law. How dare you look after yourself? How can a country like Canada have come to this? How is that possible? And how is it possible that you've got members of Parliament that are conservative that don't talk about this? It irritates the bloody heck out of me. Bah! Hey, you got all that? Tell every politician you can. Go to the boards, the EDAs, electoral district associations. Go there. It doesn't matter if it's NDP or Liberal. Talk to them and say, talk to the people above you. This is kind of like a people movement going from the bottom up. Talk to everybody. How dare you take the right away? You don't have the right to take the right away from me to defend myself. Hey. Bad guys probably shouldn't come to my house, because bad laws shouldn't be obeyed. Boomity boomity boom. See ya.